This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dylan Harper, the other Rutgers player, son of Ron Harper.
Is that Ron Harper's kid?
That is Ron Harper's
He's
kid.
He's really good.
Yes.
I was watching him the other night going, whoa, I didn't know they had another. I saw Rutgers was playing. I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
But then Ace Bailey, I'm like, oh, I'll watch this guy because he's supposed to be the number two pick. Mm. And that Harper kid stole the show.
Yeah, well, I mean, Harper is 3 or 4 in pretty much every mock draft. Yes.
So how the hell did Rutgers get two of the best players in?
There was actually an article in ESPN about that like a week or so ago.
Big NIL.
Well, and there's a family connection in the East Coast. And it was, look, at the end of the day, they paid a bunch of money for it. But, you know, that's everybody.
Got to do what you got to do.
But, yeah, like in pretty much any mock draft, Flag, Bailey, and Harper. And then there's usually like one other person thrown in there. Was it the kid out of Arkansas? Was it Boogie Flan or whatever is in there sometimes? But Harper and Bailey are widely considered top four prospects.
You know, it's just so interesting to me. And we'll get to the Thanksgiving football games coming up here. But I was watching Flag, and, you know, while he shows all kinds of signs of being, I mean, like, you can see he's going to be special.
Yes.
But he's a baby.
Yeah.
And he's cookie dough soft.
Yeah.
But that's what you get with freshmen. It's so interesting to me. Like, all the guys who get all the headlines in college basketball are the guys you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's so refreshing to me to watch college basketball. And it's a fun part of college basketball to watch the freshmen play and get their legs. But they look like baby deer out there.
Yeah.
And as a Kansas fan for so many years, I'm telling you, man, the one thing you can take to the bank is that the freshmen, the hyped freshmen, they're always going to disappoint you because they get way more hype than what they're willing or what they're capable of producing, at least in their first season. And sometimes it takes more than one season.
Sure.
But in this instance, these guys are so good, they're going to be gone. I think it's cool to watch, like, for example, Oregon. You mentioned every one of their players, with the exception of Shellstad, is a senior.
Yeah.
And you can see that when you watch them play. They don't turn it over as much. They're, like I said, there's no baby deer out there. They don't clank as many shots.
Guys that play roles. Like, Biddle's just a guy that's been there for 4 years, and he plays in the middle, and he's just
smart.
Yeah.
And Kansas is this. Kansas has the most experienced team in the country, which is why last night, I mean, a big reason why they beat Duke, even though Duke is immensely talented, Kansas is the most experienced. Duke is the least experienced.
Yeah.
And it's just really, I was texting back and forth with our boss, Jeff Austin, because we're both get off my lawn college basketball guy.
Sure.
just, we remember the day. We're huge college basketball fans, or we're back in the day, and we just remember the days of guys staying for 4 years, and it's just a totally different game. Yeah. And so it's just cool to see some teams, because of transfers, you've got guys who are staying 3 and 4 years.
Just to different places.
They're just going to different schools, and it's actually really improving the sport, generally speaking, I think, because they, you know, you pair those guys with guys like at Kansas or Oregon who stayed or who are sort of maturing, and now you have some pretty damn good teams that are pretty polished and well coached.
Well, I think enough people have figured out too that, you know, and this goes back to the rise of the mid majors, right? That a lot of those mid major schools had kids that stayed for 3 and 4 years, and they were knocking off the blue bloods.
And I now mean, those kids are all transferring.
Yes,
they're all their last year. Yeah. They're going to the Kansases and the Oregons, and
so I don't know if it dilutes some of the mid major stuff, but it certainly adds a lot of pop when you look through the blue bloods. Now what you see is you see a lot of these kids that are transferred from smaller schools that are juniors and seniors, and I do think it's going to make the game better, and I also think a lot of them are going to stick around longer, much like they're doing in college football. They, and I don't know what the NBA equivalent of this is, but they said that the NBA draft has a 30% reduction, excuse me, the NFL draft, a 30% reduction since NIL in early, entries. So you're getting more kids that are sticking around, and you know, I do think that despite some of the bumps along the road, college sports, I mean, look, basketball and football are going to benefit. The quality of play and the quality of teams is going to benefit from NIL.
Well, you're already seeing it. If you're watching some of these tournaments, you know,
it's good.
Listen, I'm the first to admit how bad college basketball has gotten, and it can be very hard to watch. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan, grew up a huge college basketball fan. I'm telling you, I've been watching this week, and it's a lot better play now than in years past. And so, I don't know, these tournaments are kind of weird. I don't know if you've been watching any. Maui wasn't, because Auburn just won the Maui Invitational. It was the typical bracket format. But this one that Oregon played in, there were like groups.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now they go home and play, I think, right? Yeah, like, because if they play Alabama Rutgers, I think that might be at...
In Eugene?
I don't know, because they're not going back to Vegas to
play.
No,
I don't think so.
So it's this weird thing where in Kansas, they only had a one-off. They played Duke, and now they're back home. So it's a weird thing. Usually you play 2 or 3 games in a row, 3 days in a row, but they've changed. They've kind of switched up the formats
year. It's weird too, because some of these tournaments now, I mean, there's a couple million bucks on the line in these things. So yeah, it's strange. Basketball's changing, football's changing, but I do think in the long run it's going to be better.
Well, I'll tell you this about Duke, man. Watch out for those dudes later in the year.
Yeah, as they get older, as they grow up.
Well, I just mean this, because
that's what I'm saying.
Those guys are all leaving.
Well, but I'm saying, like, when you look at a team that's full of young guys, by the time you get to the end of the season, they are no longer freshmen.
Yeah, Bill Self always says first semester. Yeah. Give them a semester, and then they settle in. And boy, I tell you what, the potential for Duke, the ceiling, oh baby, that team could be nasty come March.
Yep, because no one's, and it's the same thing in any sport. You get enough games under your belt. I always say in football, it's like 7. Basketball, like you said, you know, give them 15 games in and you're not a freshman anymore. You don't, you know, you lose the baby legs and you kind of figure out what you're doing and things start slowing down. But I think it is true though. Not many times has the freshman really led. I mean, Carmelo had that.
That was one.
Kentucky, right? I think that Anthony Davis's freshman year, right? I think, but for the most part, it is not freshmen that dominate the NCAA tournament. It's just not. Was it Brandon Miller that came out and absolutely flailed in the tourney? I mean, we see this a lot.
How's he doing in the NBA?
He had a nice rookie year, and honestly, I haven't paid much attention to Charlotte.
He's usually the second option scoring-wise for Charlotte, hitting a lot of threes. If LaMelo's not on, it's him that's
on. Not Lonzo, yeah, LaMelo
Ball. Whichever. Does it matter? They're all
Charlotte,
the same.
Who cares?
LaMelo Ball, if he was in a different market, dude, that dude is the real deal.
Hey, Blazers should get him.
He's just in Charlotte.
God, he did have a nice growth spurt from high school. Now 6'8". He's got that Magic Johnson-style body. Not as talented, but with that body, the ability to score a triple-double.
So. Yeah, someone's saying the Kansas center should be on Duke. That kid's a five-star douche canoe.
God, you ain't kidding.
And I will say this. As much as of a Kansas honk as Rop is, Rop hates
I can't stand
Dickinson.
Him. Hunter Dickinson is the biggest freaking... Well, what's a word? What's a... He's just a... I can't stand him.
You're not a fan.
He is my least favorite Kansas Jayhawk. Second least favorite Kansas Jayhawk of all time.
And yet he's your best player.
Sort of. He is so soft. He is such a... Don't get me started on him. And by the way, that kick, he should not have been kicked out of the game.
That was not a vicious
kick. At the same time, I'm kind of glad he was. Because he is a five-star douche canoe. And he is... I had that same thought watching the game. I'm like... If he's on Kansas, so I have to root for him. He is such a Duke player.
Yeah.
That guy belongs on Duke. Why did he not transfer to Duke?
I don't know. Should have been there with who was the Duke kid last year that flopped during the
Piatkowski. Do you remember Eric Piatkowski? Do you remember that name?
Eric what?
Like it was like a bench warmer on one of my old basketball games, yeah.
So now I'm digging into my old Big 8 bag of tricks. Yeah. He used to play for Nebraska. He was a three-point sharpshooter for Nebraska. No. Played in the NBA.
Philipkowski was
yes,
the...
he did. You remember this guy.
Yeah, Eric Piatkowski.
I don't remember that.
He was an assassin. Anyway.
Once you see his face.
Philipkowski was the douchey kid from Duke.
Yeah.
And if he paired with Dickinson, it could have been the douchiest white front line of all time.
They're the same guy.
Yeah.
But... Hunter Dickinson is our douche.
Yes.
So
you love him, kind
of. I mean, I love the team, okay? Yeah. My all-time favorite Kansas Jayhawk, and there have been a lot of them, is on this team.
Really?
Yeah. Dewan Harris.
I need to know who's your least favorite Kansas player of all time.
You're not going to remember him, or maybe this name. You'll be like, oh, my God, yeah. He was from... Sometime in the 90s, he was a center by the name of Eric Chenoweth.
I remember Chenoweth. He was your all-time least favorite Jayhawk.
I am telling you, every Kansas fan that watched that team back then hates him. He was awful and horrible and a douche and a jerk. And it was a love-hate relationship. It was bad.
I remember him.
So anyway, he was first. Hunter Dickinson is second. Mm. But the guy that I love...
So you hate tall white guys.
...is Dewan Harris.
Yeah.
Again, we don't need to get into it, but he's the point guard for Kansas, and he's an old-school floor general, man. Mm. He's great, and he's got a great story because he grew up... he had a rough life, and so he's the man. Well, Rock Chalk. Number one in the country.
Got to nothing we wanted to, but I thoroughly enjoyed finding out how much you hate Eric Chenoweth.
Yeah. Can't stand him. What's he doing now? I'm sure he's.
I'm
selling insurance.
I kind of want to get him on the. I kind of want to get him on the horn now and interview him.
Don't put him on.
He was a McDonald's All-American.
Do not make me call that guy. Please.
New York Knicks second-round pick.
You. Yeah, he played a little in the NBA, but he sucked there too.
7'1" white guy.
There's nothing more fun as a sports radio producer calling has-been athletes, reminding them of the time that they were glorious in their life, and now it's not happening.
He played for the Greenville Groove and the Huntsville Flight. Yeah. How about that?